For this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness mutual affection, and to mutual affection love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 5 to 8. Well, here we are, Fred. It's Friday. Hello there. How you doing? It's Joey Kroll, and it's a little bit different today. Usually I'm just on Thursdays, but in for Mark here today, as Mark is still recuperating from his trip to Israel. Actually, I got a had some communication with him yesterday. He actually got home from Israel, I think it was a little bit after 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:15. Didn't go to bed till like after 4:30 in the morning, so he has a much-deserved day off today. Of course, he'll return on Monday with tons and tons of stories from his trip to Israel, along with the other pilgrims who just did some wonderful projects, literally getting their hands dirty for the Lord and to serve the communities there in and around Jerusalem and Israel, and just how neat. I saw some pictures that they've been sharing. Kind of gave you an update a little bit yesterday, but they spent the week in classrooms, assisting some classrooms and some schools. They also spent the day at a soup kitchen, which was kind of neat because I guess the rumor has it that they had so much fun peeling potatoes and dicing peppers at the soup kitchen, and they even created and painted a wall mural. So we got to see pictures of this. We need to get Mark to maybe post some of those pictures of that wall mural that they all put together and painted. That would be really neat. And of course, they had a chance to just visit the Jordan River and baptize a few people as well. And Bible studies galore. I'm sure Mark and Jason as well will have some wonderful, wonderful stories throughout the week next week. So that's why we're giving Mark the day off today as he's recuperating from his trip back home from Israel. Well, coming up here in just about a month or so, less than a month away, starting April the 11th. That's Thursday, April the 11th. We're starting a community-wide Bible study. You may have heard us talk about it once or twice. It's entitled The Merged Gospels, as you'll take a look and do a study for 12 weeks through the four Gospels. Now, it's going to be, again, happening every other Thursday night, beginning Thursday night, April the 11th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. at the Judah Christian School, of course, right there on North Prospect Avenue in Champaign. Now, the cost is only $20. That includes your book as well as all materials as well. And we're still taking reservations and securing spots today. And you can get more information or to even register by giving us a call, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Or you can get more information about this at our website, greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org. Well, we are going to be changing things up just a little bit today for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. We're going to be playing a few songs today, but we're going to take a look and focus on God's greatness. Oh, man, oh, man, our God is not only a good God, but he's a great God. So we're going to be focusing on God's greatness. And with that being said, how great thou art, performed by Selah, here on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio.
Hath made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God to
is a group called Selah and How Great Thou Art. Of course, this is the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, and today we are focusing on God's greatness. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, it says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you." All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to our Savior.
Great is the Lord, He is holy and just. By His power we trust in His love. Great is the Lord, He is faithful and true. By His mercy He proves He is love. Great is the Lord. Thank you.
just. By his power we trust in his love. Great is the Lord, he is faithful and true. By his mercy he proves his love.
Yes, you're listening to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. Hello there, friend. My name is Joey Kroll, and Mark Burns has the day off. He will return on Monday. Today we're focusing on God's greatness. In Acts chapter 4, verse 13, it says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus." See, friend, just a few weeks prior to this incident, the disciples were trembling for their lives as their Lord was arrested and then crucified. They all had fled in the Garden of Gethsemane. And then Peter, whose boldness was legendary, had denied Jesus three times. The fact that they had been serving with Jesus for 3 years, witnessing many miracles, including Peter's amazing walk on water, apparently did not inspire the necessary courage to watch for an hour or stick with the Lord to the end. What happened that changed their state of being so dramatically in this encounter with the Jewish leaders, that the Jewish leaders noticed their boldness? Friend, I personally believe it was two things. One, that they had seen their Lord resurrected from the dead. And two, that they were now filled with that resurrection life and power themselves by the Holy Spirit. Friend, isn't it interesting that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead, oh, come on now, is living and dwelling inside of each and every child of God. All I have to say to that is amen and amen.
El Shaddai, Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, Elhamkana Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. Through your love and through the realm, you saved the son of Abraham, through the power of your hand, turn the sea into dry land. To the outcast on her knees, you were the God who really sees. And by your might, you set your children free. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elyon Adonai, age to age you're still the same, by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Echokana Adonai, we will praise and lift you high, El Shaddai. the people couldn't see what Messiah ought to be. Though your word contained the plan, they just could not understand. Your most awesome work was done through the frailty of your Son. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Elyon Adonai. Age to age, you're still the same by the power of the name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, El Kamkana Adonai. I will praise you till I die, El Shaddai.
Die here on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassions, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. Thank you. faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father.
Yes, Chris Rice, and great is thy faithfulness. Friend, thank you so much for letting me spend some time here with you on this 15th day of March 2013. I sure hope and pray that you enjoy the rest of your Friday. I pray that you have a safe and blessed weekend. And don't forget, coming up Monday morning, the Monday edition with Mark Burns, as he'll return in this seat, coming up Monday morning at 7:32. AM Central Time, of course. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.